What do I do if I've been hit in a crosswalk? Well, you have a claim against the driver that hit you. The law in most states, Missouri and Illinois included, is that if you're in a crosswalk walking with the light, meaning you have permission or approval to walk, and another driver fails to yield the right-of-way to you, you have a claim against that driver, both for failing to yield the right-of-way, for failure to keep a careful lookout, sometimes speeding, sometimes other stuff. Then you have a claim against that driver for all of your personal injuries. That means your pain and suffering, your medical bills, wage loss damages, anything else you've had. We've had many of these claims. Now, you got to be careful, because if you are crossing a road not in a crosswalk, you may not have the right of way. So there are specific right of way and failed to yield rules in the Missouri and Illinois and other states, rules of the road or highway guides about who has the right of way when, and that applies to pedestrians too. So if you are not crossing in at a crosswalk, there may be issues. And I want to talk about that in a second. But if you're walking, there doesn't have to be a lined crosswalk. If you're going from one sidewalk to another sidewalk on the other end of the street, there doesn't have to be a painted on crosswalk. You still have the right of way to cross that way. Now, the other driver though has to have a stop sign or something. If they have a throughway and they have nothing to control their travel, then they may not be liable. So what do I mean when I say if they have problems? Well, you can still cross a road not at a crosswalk. You can do that, and people do that all the time in the city and the country, everywhere. Now, what you need to do is you need to look both ways and make sure the pedestrian is safe. And if you are, and then you cross, and then the negligence of a driver still injures you, you still have a claim. So you can still have a claim when you're not in a crosswalk. Crosswalk helps a lot. But if you're not in a crosswalk, you have to look to other things. Was the driver distracted? Were they texting and driving, and that's why they didn't see you? Was it clear and they were speeding and they came over all of a sudden? Were you in the roadway because you were helping another stranded motorist? We've had a number of these claims where you had a reason to be in the roadway and you weren't doing anything wrong, and it was the other driver's negligence for failure to do that. Coming around a blind curve too fast, speeding, going too fast in inclement weather conditions. You're walking along the side of the road, but you still got hit because there wasn't a big shoulder and they didn't move to get along you, to get around you. There's a whole nother issue with bicycles, and I have other videos on that. I'm a rider myself. So if you are a walker in a pedestrian in a crosswalk and you were hit, you have a clear claim and a good claim if you had the light. If there's other things going on, then you need to address that, and they may try to put some fault on you. But remember, the insurance company will say you don't get anything if you weren't in a crosswalk. That's not true. The insurance company is going to try to say you were at fault, so we're not going to pay you. That's not true. You're only part. You may. Missouri's and Illinois and every other state's a comparative fault state. So a jury could ultimately say you're 25% at fault, but they may give 75% to the driver, because the driver has to have the highest degree of care. A walker only has to have ordinary care. I could talk about these issues that come and go in these types of cases for another forever, but I'm already at about 3.5 minutes on this video, and y'all are probably getting bored. So if you do have a question, want to get into details about these type of claims, give us a call. We'll navigate you through it. We've done a lot of these cases, and we know what we're doing. Thank you very much.